to...
What?
No.
Yeah, okay. That's it. After working in the barn, you might want to do what to your hands before you eat? You might...
Wash them.
Okay. Now, after the dishes have been washed, you might take the dish, she takes the dish and holds it under the cold water. You might say she does what? Does she...
Rinse.
Yeah, okay. She, what the...
Rinses.
Okay, and what might be used, implements or pieces of cloth, and pieces of cloth used in cleaning the plates? You have any?
Dish rag,
okay.
Dish cloth.
Okay. And how about some different kinds of towels?
Hand towel, bath towel.
Okay. And the water comes out of a...
Spigot.
All right. Would you call it that, whether it's in the kitchen or in the bathtub or out at the side of the house? Would you call it all spigot?
Spigot.
All right. Is there anything else it might be called? Other than spigot?
I call it spigot.
Okay. Term faucet or faucet?
Faucet, that's right.
Okay. Now, talk about the word burst. Burst. The word burst. Say, today the water pipe...
Burst, we call it bust.
Okay. All right. Yesterday, a different one.
Busted.
All right. And several times, several of them this winter have...
We had two below zero on lots of pipes were frozen.
Okay, and then after they froze, they might have...
They'd break.
Okay. Something that you might put nails coming up. Nails used to come
in. Nail keg.
Okay. How about something larger than that? Shaped just like a keg, only much larger.
Barrel.
All right. And... do you remember in the old stores, old country stores, the places where molasses or lard was displayed? What they used to call that?
Right.
Do you remember a name that they had for the place where they displayed it?
No.
The stand or something like that? Does that have any... That's all right. That might be limited to a smaller area. Particular region of the country. I don't get much response to that. If you're pouring sugar from a larger container into a smaller one, you might roll up something like this, or you might have something made of metal that shaped like this.
Funnel.
Okay. Something that used to be used to crack over a horse to make it move?
Whip.
Okay. And something, if you bought a dozen oranges at the store, the grocer might put them in a what?
Bag.
Okay.
Shakespeare called it a poke.
Okay.
That is not a modern idiom, it's Shakespearean English.
No, that's something you pick up.
Like most of the... what people think are Southern slang or original classic English. Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's right. What is a bag made of, usually?
Paper.
Okay. How about a term for the amount of corn milled at one time? Say the amount of corn you could